Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This
is After Sunday.
Hey guys, welcome back to After Sunday. I'm Zane.
And I'm Emily.
And we are your fillers for today. Craig was talking about what are the three things we should do, and that's a spiritual detox, that's praying, that's fasting, that's studying, and most importantly, that's discipling others.
I really like that idea of like a spiritual detox, because I think that's so hindering to so many Christians, is that when they take that step of faith and they decide, like, I'm serious about this now, they keep so much old stuff. And you don't even know, like, what kind of stuff is hindering you until, like, it's brought to your attention. Like Craig said, that's the first step, is to realize, like, you don't even realize how the fact that you complain about going to work, yeah, and you complain about about having to get up early, is those things are hindering your spiritual life. You have to start getting rid of those things before you can keep growing.
Yeah, and I personally related to Craig, you know, when he said, I love when he says, I'm talking to myself more than anyone, because that just shows, like, Craig's transparency, but, like, me being transparent as well. Like, when you try to do a spiritual detox by yourself, like, I've tried it and I fail every time. And so I think this time, you know, the definition of insanity is doing something over and over. So this time I'm going to do something different, and I'm going to find that group and, like, definitely people to see, lean on them, just text them and be like, hey, I need accountability. I need to make sure I get in the daily bread today, you know, get in my word.
That's so real. It's so hard. It's especially, like, me personally, like, a phone in my hand all the time. It's like, wow, I've just spent 2 hours, like, scrolling, and I haven't touched my Bible yet, and it's something that's, like, I can't keep myself accountable as much as I try. It's I fall to it over and over. I need those other people to help me.
Yeah, Emily, and I think we bring a cool perspective this Sunday, like, because we are the college students talking in the podcast, and we can say to everyone out there, like, we would be fools to not lean on each other at the CSC more. Like, I think we should see that more, especially after this Sunday. This Sunday didn't, I'm not going to say it felt different than other Sundays, but I mean, the message was there. And I think we needed that call out from Craig as well. I mean, just from all aspects of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, as a college student at the CSC, it's like we spend so much time with each other, and we kind of have that built in to our daily routine that we're spending time with other believers and getting to lean on each other all the time. And that's so good. Like, I hope that when I leave college, I'll be able to have that same sort of thing built into my life, where I'm constantly leaning on other believers.
Yeah. I want to dive into something Craig said when he talked about, like, old habits die hard. And I think, like, what I took from that, like, is they don't go away, because they are the habits you've been building. And I don't know, man, it's just like, like, with Instagram, I think I might do this with all my apps. Anything app-wise that is taken away from my time. Because, you know, when you get that daily report from your phone, and you're just like, oh my gosh, that's how much time I spent on my phone this week? A day?
So bad.
It's bad. And I think, you know, I might delete all the apps in general, but that takes, like, I would need a group for that. But it's just like, I haven't had Instagram for a month, and I already see the productivity, like, increasing. So it's like, why would I not try that with all my other apps and really, like, set this time for God? Like, God, you're not getting the leftovers, you're getting the whole meal, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm so with you. I deleted Instagram sometime last year, and I re-downloaded it like 2 days ago because I needed to do some stuff social media wise. I have spent hours on Instagram in like the past 2 days. It's so bad because it's habit. It's like,
yeah,
I watch one and I scroll to the next and I don't even think about it. But it really is, those old habits die hard. Mm-hmm. You don't even know how hard it's so difficult, but it's so worthwhile to like put in the work.
Yeah. And you know, take this example how you will, but for us, we're using technology, but like, I think we set boundaries for many relationships in our lives, but a lot of we never set a relationship with our phone. We don't realize we use our phone every day. We talk with it every day. We type with it every day. Like, that is a relationship. You are interacting with something else, and it, you know, it has a bond on you. And I think you have to put a boundary on your phone. And in my example, at least, because I feel like that's my biggest hindrance that holds me back. It can cause me to be lazy, not be on my schoolwork and working out and stuff. But most importantly, in the Word. So I think you got to set boundaries with everything in your life.
Absolutely. It really is that dang phone.
My grandparents were always on to something, but I never took their word for it. Emily, what else stuck to you about the message today? What are you looking at? You, all your stuff you got there, like what, any verses, like anything just like, wow, that's what I needed to hear today.
I really love, we were talking about Hebrews 12, yeah. 1 and 2, yeah. About like dropping the weight and how we don't even realize like things weigh us down so much. And we're called to live in like such joy and peace and freedom in Christ. And we use our free will to bind us back down. It's like, that was on the same point as like the old habits die hard. It's like you're training, you're getting better. It's just like training for a race. You gotta eat well. You have to put time in to train, and you can't let stuff bind you back and slow you down.
Yeah. And you know, it's such a good example, the race idea, because, you know, if you have person A sitting on the couch eating potato chips, like, huh, I'm resting and I'm going to get ready for this race. But then you have that other person B getting ready for the race day in and day out. They may not be training the hardest every day, but I guarantee you they're doing better than the bag of potato chips on the couch, right? And I can relate to this because I just recently ran a half marathon, and I was like, you know, Craig, you know, he's calling me out. Cause some days I did not want to do the work. I just wanted to do the end goal. And one day I was running, and I asked myself, am I running for myself or am I running for the Lord? Because I was so focused on my goals and my aspirations that once I started making time for the Lord a little more, now I still feel guilty for not making enough. But man, it was like a day and night difference. Even when I was running, I wasn't like cramping as much. I was more focused on the mental and the spiritual feel of like being in the creation of the Lord, just being out with the Creator on my own with my thoughts.
I think that's such an important mindset shift for us to have, because I think Christians, like, you can focus on the end goal. Like, yes, one day we're going to have this beautiful ending where we get to heaven and we get to spend eternity with the Lord. But how do we focus on the fact that there's a lot of baby steps? You don't go 1 to 100. You have to start slow.
Exactly.
And you've got to focus every day on just doing your best and focusing on the Lord and enjoying the things that the Lord's given you today.
Yeah. I mean, that is a perfect thing. Like, I tell myself all the time, consistency is key. But except when it comes to the Word, I feel like the enemy's trying to play a little, he plays a lot more into that when it's the spiritual aspect, right? Because we can say consistency is key conceptually, but man, when you're trying to like just pick up that Bible for 5 minutes, it's almost like, I don't have time. I don't have all the things Craig talked about today. It's like the enemy truly is trying to play into that and intervene so you can't have that perfect, that so-called relationship you want with God. Like, you know, there is that hindrance there.
Yeah, I struggle with that with my Bible so hard. I'm like, I've been working through reading the whole Bible, and I sit down and I want to just go. I want to get all this reading in, but sometimes it's like, it's a long day and I only have time for a verse. But in my head, it's like, well, if you don't have time to read this many chapters, you might as well just not do it.
Yeah.
It's like, it gets in your head. No, you got to read that one verse. You got to do the little thing. And then one day you're going to get there.
Yeah. And a lot of people will call you crazy, but I'm that guy that's like, that voice is not from yourself. That voice is external, and that's from the enemy. Like, I think so many times, like, I'll be in the same boat, because, like, I'm not reading chronologically yet, but I love to get, you know, through that plan, like, the rest of the church is doing. And props to everyone who is doing that, because it's so cool and awesome, and that's a goal I have of mine as well. But, like, I'll be like, I'm going to read, let's say, Philippians. I'll literally hear, like, it'll be like, You've read Philippians recently. There's no point in reading it again. Like, no. Why am I listening to that external voice? Like, who are you to say that? You know, it's like, I know anything I read in that word is alive and well. So I just need to jump into it, right? And I think we're scared to take that jump.
It's stuff like that that stops people so often. It's the clutter of, well, I don't know how to read very well. I don't understand it very well. I'm just not smart like that. That stops people from getting the good stuff. And that's clutter too. It's the lies you take in.
And not only getting the good stuff, Emily, but just getting not their full potential, but I talked about this in a Devo, like your full amount of leadership. Like, people they're just scared. And I think that scared comes from an external voice. And sometimes it's their own like doubts and stuff, but you got to push past that. I think that's what this message was all about today. When you push past stuff with a group that loves and cares about you, and you're looking vertically instead of horizontally, everything's going to work out and everything's going to align.
Absolutely. It was Craig, he put it all together at the end from the whole month. And I think that's really everything we said. It's consume the good content that's going to help you make think that way and do those things.
Yeah.
Take the thoughts that don't agree with that and make them obey what Christ says about you. And then practice to doing the right things and get rid of the bad things.
Yeah.
And you're going to be on a much happier path every time.
And I know he said this in other messages, but the one thing I would add to all that, because it's amazing, is when you fail and you fall, get back up again, because the Lord's created you to be something greater than what the enemy's trying to intrude on.
Absolutely.
And so I think that about wraps us up for today on After Sunday. For all you listeners out there, I appreciate you guys tuning in to me and Emily and not your normal guests, but, you know, we're happy to do it. And this message was amazing. So thank you all out there.
Have an amazing week, and may God bless you in all you do.
This
is After Sunday.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.